first thing I've got written here is introduce yourself. I think Mark already did that. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Brian Ponce. My dad, Jim, is here. My mother's name was Shirley. Many of you knew Shirley. When Mark was talking about the music and the moving around, I was remembering sitting in that back row just right back there, and Mom kind of elbowing me and saying, you know, sit back, shoulders back, sit straight. So I was well trained. You know, I was remembering playing floor hockey down in the downstairs auditorium with the Jennings boys. I think I remember some competition between Potts and Jennings. Yeah? So that's who I am. That's where I'm from. You know, my parents started coming here in the early 60s. You know, I grew up in this church, in this building. So it's good to be back. It's good to be home. One of the things that always stands out to me in the indigenous communities, when you meet somebody, everybody wants to know who your people are, who you're connected to. So I've just shared that connection with you. So, in my introduction, I established myself clearly as someone that's from Preston, a lifelong member of this church, of this building, and of the United Church of Canada. I clearly identify who I am. But in doing this, it also states the many things that I am not. And when we focus on our differences, it's difficult to see that we are truly all connected. You know, last Sunday, I was listening to a sermon at the Native People's Retreat. The indigenous person doing the service mentioned that we are all fish swimming in the same ocean, all connected through the same water. And that water that is in us, man, this fish, that water flows through us and through everybody else. And we are all connected that way. At first, I liked this image. Right? It paints a picture of us all being connected. But as I thought about being in an ocean, my thoughts wandered to the challenges of turbulent water that we are swimming in. Right? People getting caught on the shiny hooks that the world can dangle in front of us. Other fish that try to bully and even eat these smaller fish. And the danger is all around us in this ocean. Because the ocean is so violent and turbulent that I ended up feeling like I just wanted to find an underwater cave and just hide. But you know, it's easy to forget that there's always been this turbulence, right? This challenge, this struggle. You know, when Jesus spoke the words from today's reading, the world was violent, full of upheaval and turbulence. People could be, and people were stoned to death. Jesus' friends and followers were under the firm grip of an oppressive colonial power. In fact, these particular words are part of Jesus' farewell discourse. You know, spoken by Jesus just a few hours before he's arrested and beaten and sentenced to death on the cross. So these words were meant to bring comfort to his followers. I am the vine, and you are the branches, and those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. Can you feel that deep connection to Jesus? Can you feel connected to the vine today. Because Jesus abides in us and we abide in him. We are always, always connected. The vine and the branches. The vine supports and holds the branches always. Not just once in a while or when it's convenient, but always. The two cannot be separated. We are all connected to him and him to all of us. We are nourished and fed from our connection to the vine all the time, rooted and grounded through Jesus Christ. Branches of the same vine, all of us connected to each other through Christ Jesus. Jesus, the vine, reaches and covers each and every one of us, everywhere. The love, the grace of Jesus reaches and stretches and grows into each and every single corner of this world, to every single person, to all nations, everywhere and every place. See, sometimes we want to believe that this vine is only for those of us here that know Jesus. Right, that follow Jesus. Some people have asked, what about the good people that don't know Jesus? And sometimes we fear for family members and loved ones that are good people, but don't necessarily identify as Christian. But I can assure you that we all share a connection to this same vine. I know this because this goodness is rooted through the vine. The sense of what is good and right, it all comes from this same source. How else could everyone on the entire planet have a deep common understanding of what is good, what is right, and what is just? Because we are all connected and rooted through Jesus. Even when we don't know him or acknowledge him by name. C.S. Lewis, in his book, Mere Christianity, notes, human beings all over the earth have this curious idea that they ought to behave in a certain way and cannot really get rid of it. All human beings everywhere have a common sense of what is good and what is right. And that sense comes from one common source. Years ago, I attended a conference of many different world religions and faiths, including atheists. And the atheists, they argued that they could be good without a God. That being good people was all that mattered, not being good because God wants us to be good. See, I understand and I feel compassion for this need, considering the terrible things that have happened in the name of different gods and continue to happen. I mean, this was certainly true in Galilee and Judea. When Jesus walked and preached a message of love. See, the source of knowing what is good is shared and rooted in all of us. Everyone. This is bigger than and deeper than any religion, belief, or faith. This is a simple fact. This vine is a universal truth. No matter what words we use to describe this understanding and interconnection, we as Christians understand this knowledge of good to come from Jesus. And as branches of this one vine, our job, our only job, is to bear fruit. The good fruit of love, of kindness, of grace, and peace. Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches, and we are all the ones of this world that do the work of the plant, producing good fruit. And we know good fruit because we know what is good through our connection to Jesus. And we have heard how Jesus lived, how Jesus loved, and how Jesus taught us to live. Our only purpose as branches of this vine is to grow good fruit of love, of kindness, of grace, and of peace. But you know, our fruit may be different from other people's fruit. Some of us grow green grapes, others red grapes. Some grow apples or oranges or even mangoes. And some of the branches have different leaves of different colors. But we are all connected to the same vine. In fact, all the problems we feel in our hearts and our souls comes from us focusing on these differences. All the hate, anger, and violence and wounds that we all feel comes from the belief that these differences somehow are important. All the problems we have in our world stem from the fact that we struggle to understand how God, who created heaven and earth, how that God could create a vine that nurtures and supports many, many different fruit. And we believe that the fruit we grow, that my fruit is perhaps better than your fruit. Let's call that pride. Or some of us that your fruit looks better than my fruit. So I want yours. How about envy? Or my fruit is great and fantastic. It's wonderful. But I want more. I want your fruit too, and yours, and yours. I want all the fruit. Greed. When we look at the challenges today in our world, all of them stem from the issues that we create when we fail to accept that all the fruit are all growing from the same vine, and all these fruits are rooted in the same earth and all connected to the same tree, the same vine. Conflict around the world at its root is a failure to acknowledge the fruit of the other and the value that different fruit brings to this world. Extreme beliefs and actions against each other or groups of people fail to embrace that each and every one of us is connected. And if I may be so bold, even the challenges of substance abuse and homelessness and marginalization can all be helped and even healed when we include other fruits and help others to know that they too belong and are connected to this vine. Because we are all connected. So this is why the vine grower, God, is busy pruning these thoughts and feelings of separatedness. Cutting that away from the vine. Prejudice is cut away. Hate is snipped away from the vine. Violent thoughts and actions are trimmed so the vine can heal and continue to produce good fruit. All these thoughts, feelings, and actions that do not help the vine to grow and thrive will fall away. They will wither. And they will die, like a branch cut from a tree. So I can say with all certainty that these things that frustrate us, that break our hearts, the things that drive us to our knees in prayer, all these things will wither. Wars will end. Prejudice cannot thrive. Hate speech will fade away and die. As the vine grower wants good fruit and a healthy vine, so everything else will be removed, so that all of us will continue to thrive and produce the good fruits, fruits of love, of kindness, of grace, and of peace. Jesus is the vine and we are the branches, abiding together, he in us and us in him. What we need to learn now is how to nurture and care for each other as we work to nurture and grow our own good fruits.